Time for Joe's Need to Know News this morning. One cop is dead, six others injured in a shooting. This happened in South Carolina yesterday afternoon at 4 o'clock. Cops attempted to serve a search warrant at a home. That's when the man inside the house started firing on the cops and held kids inside the house as hostage. What a real winner we got here. The man ended up firing on the cops and doing that. He turned himself in 2 hours later. Seven people were shot, with one being killed. A 20-year-old man inside the home was also shot and taken to a nearby hospital. So thoughts and prayers with all those families out there. God, imagine being those kids, the crap they saw with that too yesterday. Nope. Just terrible. Alex, you know what you need to do?
What?
You need to vote or die.
Vote or die, vote or die.
Rock the vote or else I'm gonna stick a knife through your eye.
Democracy is founded on one simple rule.
Get out there and vote or I will kill you.
Remember Diddy back in the day, vote or die?
No, I've never heard this.
Oh, that wasn't actually Diddy. That was from South Park. But Diddy back in the day had that, like, I think it was when Obama was running for president. It was the vote or die campaign. It's like, well, I mean, you should vote. I don't think you're going to die.
I don't remember that, but I'm going to be gone during the election. So yesterday I went to get a bunch of stuff figured out with that at the BMV or whatever. Is it DMV or BMV? I always forget.
That's where you get your vehicle checked out.
Yeah,
so I don't
know the vehicle part.
I don't know if you're...
I went there to update my license because I've moved since.
And so your ballot does not go there.
No. For voting, you have to have like an updated license, whatever, for ID.
Address.
So I got, for the first time in years, a new picture. And I felt like, oh my gosh, for the first time ever since I've been 16 and driving, I actually got a really good picture for my driver's license. I was so excited. I showed the Egyptian, who's my boyfriend, and I was like, look how good my picture is. I can't believe it. And he's like, oh, you think that's good? And he was serious.
Is that why you had so much stress?
Yes, I had so much stress.
My driver's license picture.
Finally, had a good picture, and then he just crapped all over. It was like, I really like. It's really strange looking. It's not that good. And I was like, thanks.
Well, that sounds like love. You guys are doing wonderful. Well, here's some information. You're not going to die, but you should vote. The deadline to register to vote in the November 6th general election is October 9th. We're 5 days away, people.
I need to register.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how to do it. I'm so confused.
Here's my thing, though. I think everybody should vote. You're a dummy if you don't vote. But if you're not informed, personal opinion, I don't think people should vote.
Well, I am very informed, and I know what I'm going to vote for, but I just don't know how to register.
It's very easy. All the directions are online. It literally takes 30 seconds.
Indiana residents can register to vote online by texting Indiana to vote, which the number for that is Indiana to 28683. I'm going to link all this up, by the way, at RadioNowIndy.com on the Need to Know News blog, or go to IndianaVoters.com. You can also submit an application to register in person at their local county clerk's office. You got to be, this is the following things, Liv, let's see if you are eligible for this. You have to be a resident, you got to be a U.S. citizen, at least 18 years old by election day, and you got to reside in your precinct. Do you know what your precinct is?
I have no idea what that means.
Okay, I don't think you should vote. It means you have to live in the area that you're at, like where you're going to be voting and making decisions on, for at least 30 days. Like, your precinct's where you live. Like, I live in Broad Ripple in a certain precinct. That means I have to live there for at least 30 days until I can make an informed decision and vote.
Got it.
Yeah.
I'm worried about her. I'm going up there right now. And there's even an app too. So all of it online, RadioNowIndy.com. Ladies, let's wrap up the Need to Know News today with so many great holidays. Do you know what today is?
What?
Well, let's start off first with a very special day. Today is National Taco Day.
It's raining tacos from out of the sky.
It's a bop, huh?
Tacos. Yeah.
No need to ask.
You know what can make it better?
Just open your mouth.
I've never heard this song
before.
I've
never heard this. It's so cute. It's cute.
It is the best forever. Yep. A lot of Mexican food chains, like the big ones, are giving away free tacos. Today, examples, Taco Bell, they're doing a promotion where they're actually selling gift sets. For $5, you can buy 4 tacos for a friend, and that's any kind. Hard, soft, Cool Ranch Doritos Locos. Oh, it sounds so good.
Liv didn't need a special holiday. She always gives her taco away for free.
What kind of taco is that?
Again, my parents listen to the show.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. Liv's mom and dad. I'm just joking.
Kind of.
Really. I'm kidding. Today is also another favorite day for Liv the Web Girl, kind of having to do with the taco. It's National Vodka Day.
Woo!
How do you like your vodka?
I like mine with soda and a splash of lime, or with obviously sugar-free Red Bull. That's normally my go-to at a bar.
I like to have mine in like a mule, kind of a mixture right there, like with some ginger beer. But I also like it with some tonic water. I really like tonic water.
I only like to drink vodka or any alcohol if it's mixed with like Hawaiian punch and tastes like juice.
Of course. I'm surprised about that because I'm a child.
You want to get diabetes with your vodka?
Yeah, you're not far off with those mules. Those are filled with sugar.
Are they really?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Mules are filled with sugar. That's why you get such bad hangovers.
Oh.
Yeah. And also a pro tip: soda and tonic water are very close, but soda water has zero calories. Tonic water does have calories.
Ooh,
not if it's
that.
Diet. Not if it's diet.
The nutritionist
no
girl.
No bars have diet tonic. I have literally searched all of America.
It doesn't
no
exist.
No bars have diet.
Well, that's why I BYOT. I bring my own tonic.
So. Liv, you need to start your own diet tonic water company.
Okay.
Make some mills. Diet water.
And I'm sure both of you, I've been holding back the best one for last. You know what today is, right?
What?
You just told us.
No, there's another thing.
What?
It's National Golf Lovers Day.
Oh, my gosh. All the grandpas are going to be out on the, what do you call it? The hills, the slopes.
Green.
The green.
You tell me. You're the sports
fairway.
Expert on the show.
Yeah, I'm such a sports expert. Do the thing. Win the points.
Play the back nine. That's what she says. I bet that lady that got hit in the eye by that golf ball is probably not liking today.
Ew.
They're saying that her eye from the, what was it, the Ryder Cup?
Yeah, the Ryder Cup. It was Koepka. That
yeah.
hit the ball.
He hit a drive. He yelled four. It hit her right in the eye, shattered the whole socket thing, pretty much turned the eyeball into goo.
Ew, stop.
They're saying it might, probably not, but it might actually come back.
Really? Well, what? I said that she wanted to sue, but I don't know who
you
she
can't.
Would sue.
When you go to a golf course,
right,
you know balls are coming at your face.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do about it. You know it's there. I feel
like
so
Alex.
Bad.
Like Alex.
That right there is Joe's Need to Know News on the Joe and Alex Show. You two are bad.